Well, holograms are no longer just a fantasy from science fiction movies, thanks to a startup called Lightfield Lab. It has started production on a technology it calls Solid Light, which can produce real-life holograms. For more on how all this works, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Claire Riley, a senior editor and host at CNET who visited the lab this week. Claire, I'm kind of a tech geek, but I am absolutely fascinated by this technology. You got to see it up close and working. Were you impressed?
I was impressed, actually. I have to say, it's kind of a complex amount of optical physics going on in the background, but what you see is very impressive. I could easily see it being like in an entertainment facility or a theme park. Pretty cool to experience firsthand.
That dovetails nicely into my next question, and that is, holograms are pretty cool, but what are the practical applications? Why are you making them? Who's the consumer?
Absolutely. So I think we've seen a lot of gimmicky holograms, you know, spinny, twirly things, volumetric displays are also known as. We've seen some holograms appear in concerts. You might have seen celebrities like Michael Jackson or Tupac on stage at Coachella. But these are kind of just basic optical illusions done with reflections. It's kind of a technology from the 19th century. What this hologram is doing is actually projecting light into space. And you can see it from multiple angles. So it's not a sort of forced perspective or a trick of the eyes. I can absolutely see this being used maybe on a theme park ride, maybe at an airport for brands who are trying to really make their message pop. It could be for entertainment. The hologram I saw was reasonably, you know, maybe about 12 or 10 inches across. You're going to have to excuse my use of inches there. I'm used to the metric system. But it was kind of a shoebox size, but they're talking about bringing entire walls with lots of panels working together to create much larger displays. So think about things like telepresence, maybe your Zoom calls would get a lot more exciting, business meetings, the opportunity to really do creative things with this. And I think that's what is quite exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like there are all kinds of practical possibilities here, but what about the cost? Is this going to be affordable anytime soon?
Look, they were a little bit tight-lipped about the cost, how much it's going to actually be. And their early-stage partners, who they haven't revealed yet, but they do have early-stage partners, so all of their pre-orders are done. They're going to be bigger companies bringing it out into the world. I mean, this is a company that has backing from some pretty big names like Comcast, NBC Universal is one example, Verizon. So it's big players. It's not like you and I are going to go buy one of these panels and install it at home to kind of watch hologram football on the TV. That's not what we're seeing just yet. But think of it in big commercial spaces. I can definitely see it being in entertainment venues. So you'd be able to go and see them and interact or do what I did and put your fingers and hands through this hologram. It was very surreal.
So this is beyond theoretical. They have actually started, I guess, building it is the wrong word, but it is something that's off the drawing board.
Absolutely. So we've certainly seen a lot of talk about holograms, and you said in your intro, you know, we've seen them in sci-fi movies. I think of Princess Leia beaming out of R2-D2. This is definitely something that I was able to interact with. I actually walked into the room. I walked around this little chameleon that I could kind of see from multiple angles. I held up a magnifying glass to the hologram, and it wasn't like putting a magnifying glass up to a flat TV or something like that. I was actually able to push the magnifying glass through the light, and it was actually, you know, making the hologram bigger. So I saw it with my own eyes. It was real. We made a great video for CNET on it. It's hard to kind of capture for a flat laptop screen or to see on your phone, but seeing it in person, you can definitely get a sense of the real dimension to it.